Hello Sarah, how are you today?
Hiya, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. It's so amazing to have you here today. And Victoria from last series has introduced us, and I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about your journey in nutrition. But first, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Sarah. I'm 22 and I've just graduated from the University of Reading studying nutrition and food consumer science. I'm now looking at starting a master's in marketing and digital communication, which I'm hopefully going to be doing in Rome, which is really
Oh my
cool.
goodness.
And yeah, I've got a food blog, which I've had for, I think I've had the Instagram page for 5 years now, which is crazy because I started it
Wow.
at school and then I went off it. And then at uni, I started using it again. Foodnatic, where I post just those are pictures of food. And then I've started a new food page actually, which is really exciting, called Impact Food Brands, which is more of a marketing vibe. So I talk about different brands which are trending, and I focus on sustainability and ethical focused brands
That sounds
pretty
amazing. And
much.
starting your food blog nearly 5 years ago now, where did that interest in food start? And then when did that develop into nutrition?
I think it started around sixth form. I found myself researching things about food, looking up recipes, and then I started becoming naturally more interested in nutrition. I was doing biology and chemistry at A levels, so I think that was the scientific basis to make me more interested in the nutrition side. And then I decided that I wanted to take it further and study it at university. And that's how I've ended up here.
What made you think that you wanted to start sharing it on your blog?
I feel like I just was one of those people who take so many pictures of their food. I
Yeah.
just thought I need to share this because it's taking up my phone space.
Yeah.
So I think if I share it on a platform, that would be great. And yeah, also because my blog at first was more nutrition oriented. Now it's a mixture. Yeah, I'd found all this information and all this research about nutrition, and I feel like it would be great to share it with people so they could learn from it as well if they're interested in nutrition. So that's really why I started it.
That sounds brilliant. So it's really evolved and developed as you have.
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you think has inspired your nutrition journey?
I would say I've had a lot of inspiration from university because they've pushed me to do my best. Also, I remember the first time I actually got inspired to do nutrition was my PE teacher at school because he was quite interested in nutrition and podcasts actually to listen to.
Oh, really?
So that was a big inspiration as well. And yeah, so many blogs about nutrition, which is lovely. And that just inspires you to share your nutrition knowledge as well.
And going back to PE at school, is that something that you really enjoyed, like the nutrition and physical activity?
So at school, I didn't love PE, to be honest, but I do enjoy going to the gym. I've always done dancing, actually. So that also requires some kind of nutrition behind it as well. So, yeah, I definitely was more interested in the sports side of nutrition at first, but now it's developed into a general nutrition and well-being, I would say, more focused in the psychology side of it now. Really evolved and changed over the years.
Oh, that leads me perfectly into my next question, which is, what have you most enjoyed subject-wise about studying nutrition?
So my course was nutrition and food consumer science. So it was a mixture between nutrition, food science, so like the chemistry and biology behind it, the manufacturing behind it. And it also was quite a lot of psychology behind it as well. So a bit of psychology, a bit of marketing, and a bit of consumer behavior. And I would say that I've enjoyed the final part more, so the marketing and the consumer side. At first, I decided to do the degree because I wanted to do nutrition, and it was just a coincidence that it was consumer science, to be honest. That's not something that I was like, oh yeah, I want to study this. But then over the years, I've been doing consumer every year, and I've just found myself more drawn towards it. And hence why I'm looking at doing this master's in marketing, and my new food Instagram is all marketing oriented. So yeah, I'm definitely more interested in that side of it now.
That's amazing how it's all come together for you. It wasn't necessarily what you thought that you were going to love, but the more you've done, the more you've read, the more you've learned, the more that that's the direction your path has taken. So yeah. I think it just shows that our journeys, we don't know where they're going to go. You sometimes have to go with the flow.
Yeah, definitely. It's so weird how I was so set on studying nutrition, and I had no idea that I would end up loving this other side of food as well. So yeah, it's crazy how things change and you don't even realize where life is directing you towards.
Yeah, but yeah, it's all and fun. There are so many parts of nutrition, aren't there?
So many. There's so many things that you can do with it. That's one of the first things that I got told when I started studying nutrition. There's so many different things that you can do. People think that it's just about making a diet for someone, but there's so much more. You can work privately, you can work in the public sector, you can work more in a clinical sector and the food industry. There's so many different things that you can do. So I think it's such a great thing, not to be biased, but, but yeah, definitely.
And I just wanted to bring it back quickly, because earlier you mentioned about listening to podcasts when you were younger before starting to study nutrition. And do you have any recommendations on your podcasts or books or any resources that you used to confirm to you that nutrition was what you wanted to study?
Yeah, definitely. I think, so the podcasts from school, I definitely can't remember, unfortunately. But someone who I read and listen to a lot is Rhiannon Lambert, the nutritionist, who's an accredited nutritionist, and she's great. She's very oriented towards healthy, happy nutrition. She was definitely a great inspiration for me. I like a lot of podcasts that I'm listening to at the moment are more food branding and marketing. So one that I'm really liking is called Brand Growth Heroes. It basically talks about new brands or evolving brands in the food industry that are doing really well, have got a positive message behind them, be it sustainability or an ethical focus. And yeah, it's something I'm really enjoying at the moment, and it's definitely driven my interest towards food marketing much more. So yeah, that's a big one.
That sounds really cool. I'll definitely go check it out. And what work experience or volunteering or experience in the field have you gained that you think has supported your studies and is going to support you going into your master's next?
I did a four-year course, so I had an industrial placement year.
Yeah.
And I did that at a company called English Provender Company, which is a food manufacturer. They make chutneys, salad dressings, etc. So all your own brand retail dressings and mayonnaise, etc. So they're quite a big company. So I did my placement there, which is really good. I did it in new product development, which is basically doing research about trends in the food industry and working on new recipes for new products or for evolving products. And yeah, that definitely gave me such a good experience, just because even just working in a company for a year gives you such a good experience. No matter what you do, it's learning how a company works, and it gets you in a different mindset. And I think because I did new product development, that's what drove me to become more interested in the trend side of it and more interested in marketing. And so yeah, it's definitely such a good experience to do a placement. I definitely recommend.
For sure. And maybe experiencing that application of the knowledge in your industrial year, did that help the inspiration develop going forwards?
Yeah, definitely. I think knowing where you can take your degree and having a little sample of that definitely inspired me to do better and to focus, and makes you more excited about what's to come, really.
And as you say, it's all about gaining experience, because I guess you were lucky because it guided you to something that you were even more passionate about. But even being in industry gives you that experience of, yes, that's what I want to go into, or no, it doesn't. And you went into NPD, which is such a competitive placement. I didn't do placement myself. I actually did an international year, but a lot of my friends did placements. What was the application process like? Did uni help you find it?
So my uni were really helpful with placements. They set up a whole module about industrial placement, and they put up links of all these different companies that were offering placements, and every month we would get a couple new links to different company websites. And so some of them you would just click on the link and it would take you to the website, and then you would take it on from there and send them your CV, etc. And then some of them, they were even more helpful because the university provided kind of like a middleman. So one of the lecturers, we could send our CV and our cover letter to her, and then she would send it to the company. So they were really helpful with that. And my personal experience with applying for placements, I started applying in, I'd say, October time.
Yeah.
Because they first started advertising in September. Some people already had them in summer. I didn't. And yeah, so I started applying in October. And I remember the first time I got rejected, I was heartbroken because I felt like I'd never been rejected in this way before. So it was heartbreaking. But then you get used to it. At first, I was being quite picky and only applying for some. And then I was like, right, I know I really want to do a placement, so I'm just going to apply for as many as I can. And I have no idea how many applied for. It's ridiculous. So if anyone's applying at the moment, I feel your pain. Like, yeah. It takes a long time. And I think I didn't get this one till February. So it's a long process, unless you're lucky and you'll find your perfect match straight away. But for me, it took a bit longer. And I remember thinking, right, this is going to be the last one I apply to because it's just so draining doing all these applications. I was getting so tired. But the interview was so chilled. I thought maybe they won't have me because we were just having a chat. Like, we weren't even talking about my experience or anything. I think it was the one I was most relaxed with. Mm. And I ended up getting it. So I feel like if you're just yourself, then you're more likely to like you and to... I think with the other ones, I was too nervous. But yeah, in the end, it all worked out.
Yeah, I've heard a few people go through this experience and it is tough. And sometimes you've just got to think, do you know what? That one just wasn't right for me. Let's try another one, because that experience will come. Yeah, and definitely. Almost the more that you've applied to and the more you've learned from that previous interview experience, the better you're going to be in the next one.
Yeah, even applying for jobs and for placements is another experience in itself. Yeah. You learn so much from applying, from doing interviews. I did so many interviews and interview days where you'd spend a whole day in the company.
Oh my goodness.
Do like team bonding and stuff. So it is a great experience to go through all of these interviews, even if you don't find your placement or internship the first or second or 10 or 20th, you'll still find it in the end. So don't give up, because it's definitely worth it. An internship is a great experience as well.
Great advice. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with that. What did you most love about working in the industry?
I think it was, with my particular role, being able to use my creativity, I think I like the most, because with NPD, as I said, you're coming up with recipes. Where I worked, they had a development kitchen as well, so I spent all day making sauces, basically, so I was cooking all day. So yeah, I think I really like the creative side of it. I also was writing a monthly article about food trends for the company, which got sent out to all of our customers, so all of the retailers and manufacturers. So that was loads of fun as well, because I could really use the creative side of food in that. So yeah, I definitely really enjoyed that. And just meeting everyone, really, making connections. One of my best friends, I met her on placement and we're still super close. So I would say definitely use my creativity and just meeting people, definitely my two favourite things.
That sounds amazing. And it sounds that you got the opportunity to do quite varied things on your placement.
Yeah, definitely, because I spent some time in the kitchen. I also spent some time in the office. I was also allowed to spend some time in the marketing department as well, because they knew I was interested in that area. And I got some experience in the commercial department. I was in the factory. I did factory trials, pilot plant trials, presentations at companies. So it's definitely a very varied experience. It was great.
That sounds super interesting. Is there anything that you found particularly difficult, whether that's during work experience, your industrial placement, or throughout your studies?
Yeah, I would say particularly throughout my placement year, it was so tiring. I've always worked throughout university. I've always had a part-time job, so I was used to being busy. But on placement, you have to get up early. You have to go to bed early. And I was living with my uni friends still, so they were still at uni. I was just up in bed by 10 o'clock. So that was definitely a struggle, but you get used to it in the end and you learn how to make the most of it and take the weekend off, which is really nice, because as a student, you don't really have weekends off. You're just studying or doing work. So yeah, it was definitely nice to have that. But it's definitely worth it.
Do you feel it was harder at the beginning and you learnt how to like plan your time?
Yeah, definitely. First, it was a bit of a struggle. But in the end, I got used to it. I got used to getting all my food ready as well. I did a lot of meal prep, so I didn't have to do a lot in the evenings. So I had time to chill with my friends, because otherwise I would just be getting home, cooking my dinner and going to bed. It takes up so much time cooking as well, but I knew how to manage it in the end and just prepare everything in advance and make sure I took my weekends off. So yeah, in the end it was fine.
I think that's good advice for everyone, is planning, and also planning in downtime, whether that's the weekend or whether that's a weekday for you, whatever works. Maybe it's half a day here and half a day there. It's so important to take that time to rest and recover.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you don't rest, then you're just not going to enjoy what you're doing. Even with studying, you have to take days off and have to have fun as well and make the most of it.
It flies by.
Yeah, definitely.
So something that we've touched on both is social media that we were talking about earlier, because as you said, there is a lot of nutrition out there. Would you talk to us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so I think social media is great. Like on an emotional level, I feel like we're more connected because you can speak to so many more people now. And especially with my food page, I never would have met so many people that I know now. I haven't met them in person, but I've chatted to them online, and I feel like it's a great way of meeting people and just becoming close to people who you might not have ever become close to before, and making connections. And in terms of nutrition, I think it's great from registered nutritionists. They'll do posts and really help out, but obviously you can't get a specific nutrition advice to yourself because everyone's different, and you would have to have a consultancy for that. And also another side of it is a lot of people who may not be registered nutritionists or may not be studying nutrition and may not have as much experience or knowledge in the area are giving nutrition advice which may not be correct, or it may be harmful, because what we eat is so important. And if people are giving advice which isn't correct, this can have such a negative effect. So I think there's definitely a downside to nutrition on social media, but overall I think it's a really positive thing.
Yeah. Just touching on that first point that you made, was having like a more of a community out there, making connections and growing your network. I've definitely found that too. And it's been amazing, especially over the past few months, to be able to speak to new people, talk to them about their experience. Oh, it's been amazing to connect with everyone and grow our networks. And then going on to that second point that you said, which was, it is great that there is nutrition knowledge out there, because sometimes nutrition isn't accessible to everyone. So it's important to share the knowledge. But I just want to reiterate that point that you made. It's never personalized nutritional advice. You cannot give that over social media. And no, that's where you've got to be careful.
Yeah, definitely. I agree, because people have so much knowledge and they can give this knowledge on social media, which is great. It's so quick and easy. But yeah, as you said, some people might not have as much knowledge and this can lead to negative effects as well. So yeah, you just have to be careful.
Yeah. And obviously you've been on Instagram as Food Natic, where you share beautiful pictures of food. What do you really enjoy about doing that?
I would say the lovely people who I speak to. Like, everyone is so lovely online. Everyone's just so supportive and you can just have a chat with people who you've never met in your life, but you just get along because you have this thing in common, which is the love of food and nutrition. So it's such a lovely place to connect with people and meet people. So I think that's definitely the side that I love the most about it.
That's amazing. And you mentioned earlier that you have a new page on Instagram and that's inspired by your passion for sustainability. And I know you've taken part in a few things to do with that. Would you tell us a bit more about your passions in this area?
Yeah, so I took part in a campaign over summer, which was to promote seasonal fruit and vegetables. So it was Veg Power UK's seasonal veg campaign. And what I did was upload a new recipe or some kind of inspiration to use one seasonal veg a week. So I would choose the vegetable that was in season and I would upload a picture of it, be it courgettes or tomatoes. And yeah, I would just post a picture with a recipe. And it's great because a lot of people took part. So you could search the seasonal veg hashtag and you got so many people that were taking part in this campaign. And it's great. I think it's definitely important to eat seasonally and to eat locally as well, because it decreases food miles, it decreases food waste. So yeah, I'm definitely very passionate about this. Hence, I started this new page called Impact Food Brands, which I touch on that quite a lot with this page.
That sounds really great. And it is all to do with if you can buy seasonally and if you can buy locally. I know it's not accessible to everyone, but it's a consideration that if you could do it, maybe check out your local fruit and vegetable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And would you tell us a bit about your new page, what it's called and what you're loving over there?
So my new page is an Instagram account called @ImpactFoodBrands. It's a page to talk about brands which are new or they're startups or they're developing. And they are brands which are really oriented towards sustainability and ethical produce. So I first got inspired by a podcast, the podcast that I mentioned earlier, Brand Growth Heroes. They were interviewing a brand called Tony's Chocolonely. So they are trying to stop modern slavery in the cocoa industry because it's still a massive problem. And they have a really close connection with their farmers to make sure that none of this is happening. They make sure that they're getting paid enough, because that's the main thing that leads to slavery, they're not getting money. So yeah, this brand basically makes sure that these people are getting enough money, they're getting an income to feed their families, and they are not only trade, they also have this additional bonus, which is called the Tony's bonus, which makes sure that they get enough money, as we said, to look after a family, etc. So I think it's a great cause, and that's what inspired me to start the page. And yeah, I just talk about all these different brands which are either really sustainable or ethical. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And it was so funny because I posted a picture about carbon footprint. So two plant-based brands have started showing their carbon dioxide levels, because obviously carbon footprint is a massive problem in the food industry. And yes, I made this little template and I posted it, and this company shared it. And then they sent me a message the next day asking me if I wanted a job. And I was like,
oh my goodness. What?
Yeah, it was so unexpected. So I feel really honored that they've just found my account and thought that I would be great for their company, because they are a sustainable company. So they basically have meetings with different brands and different companies, different manufacturers in the food industry, and give them advice about how to become more sustainable and more ethical. Yeah, I just felt so honored.
Wonders of the social media world and the connections that can be made, and such a great cause for a page, and amazing to be sharing these things. So thank you so much for sharing those. It is a really important message to be getting out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know you've just shared a little bit about this potential job on the horizon. And earlier you mentioned about a possible MSc in Rome, which sounds super exciting as well.
Yeah.
So what do you think is next for you?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. So I'm hopefully going to Rome to do the Master's in Marketing and Digital Communication, which would be for 2 years. And then hopefully I would be doing this job on the side as well. Definitely, I think I would be going towards the marketing side of food. I think I want to still stay in the food industry and in nutrition, but more towards the marketing side of things. Hopefully become marketing manager. Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm driving towards, so fingers crossed.
And I'm just so intrigued about this master's in Rome, and how did you go about applying for it?
Yeah, so I think naturally my brain was like, I want more, I want to go back to university. And also originally my plan was to do a year abroad, so I thought, why not combine the two? Why not study and do it abroad? Because then that would be easier. Also, it's quite hard to find jobs at the moment. And yeah, when I was looking for jobs at the beginning of summer, I found myself looking more at the marketing side of things. But I think I don't have enough knowledge in the area to get a job at the moment. So I thought it would be best to get more education in the area. So I decided to do a master's in marketing abroad. So I love Italy. And I looked up universities in Rome in Google. I went through each one by one, and looked to see if they had courses in marketing. And I found the one that I'm hopefully going to. So yeah, wow. That was it really.
I love the sound of that. And my third year was an international year where I studied in Australia, and it was the most incredible experience. So I really hope that you love it, because I'm sure you will.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, thank you.
And Italy is a beautiful country.
Yes, love Italy.
So as a final question, Sarah, could you sum up for us in a sentence, a few words or a quote, advice that you have to people on their nutrition journey?
Yeah, sure. So I would say, don't give up. I know that studying or working can get hard at times, especially during these times at the moment, but it will be worth it in the end. And if you're not sure what you want to go into, it will come to you. You'll naturally be attracted to certain areas, and you'll just gravitate towards them without even realizing. I feel like that's what happened to me, to end up in marketing without even thinking about it. So don't stress, don't give up, and it will all work out in the end.
They were some lovely words. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being here today and sharing your journey with us. If you don't follow Sarah already, you can go and find her on Instagram at both at Foodnatic and also at Impact Foods brand, or you can find her on her website foodnatic.co.uk. Thank you.
Thank you.